You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A te marie e te whanau e whakarongo ana koutou, ki te reo irirangi poho, you are on 95BFM Breakfast. Morena, my name is Rachel, and we're talking about a very cool film that is on at the Dock Edge Festival. It's called Ruahine, Stories in Her Skin, and we have got Sian Montgomery-Noitze on the phone, who is a Wellington-based freelance artist, moko practitioner, and a writer-translator from Ngāi Tara and Muapoko descent. Have I said that correctly, Sian?
Kia ora, Muaupoko.
Muaupoko, sorry about that. Hey, it's lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you, nice to be here.
This is such a beautiful documentary, and it is looking at two different women who are having the moko kauai done, and I was really, really interested in it being your first time as a moko artist doing somebody's moko kauai. How was that for you as a process?
Yeah, nerve-wracking. I had sort of always known that for the first moko kauai that I was going to do, I wanted to do somebody from home. I had lots of people ask me prior to that, and I myself hadn't felt ready at that time, but I always sort of knew that my first one would be done at home on my marae, and so I approached one of my whanaunga, who is the one that is one of the women that is in the film, and asked if she would be the first, and she agreed, and so that made me feel a lot more settled about the process, and I'd sort of had quite a long lead up to it, so by the time I was there, I did feel ready. But yeah, it's obviously still really nerve-wracking when you're working with somebody with such an intimate and close part of somebody's body, you know, particularly on the head. So nerve-wracking, but always really, really exciting,
And it's a hugely significant thing to have your moko kauai done. It must be a massive process to, I guess, get ready for as someone having it done to them. But what do you do when you're getting ready to do a moko on someone, particularly with this moko kauai in the documentary? How do you sort of prepare for that, Sian?
Yeah, so I sort of spend there is a lot of preparation at my end. I sort of spend quite a bit of time even just looking at images of the person and thinking about that person, because you know, it's really important with moko kauai that that it fits that person and their face. And so you can only ever really know what it's going to look like once you've got them in front of you. But I spend time looking at pictures of them, and then beforehand in the days leading up, I make sure that I get lots of rest and that I've cleared my schedule and that that I'm really mentally prepared for it, and that I can anticipate all of the things that are going to go on, and that helps me to feel more prepared. Particularly the day before and the day of, I like to make sure that that's my only kaupapa for that particular time, so I'm 100% focused on the person.
So this documentary, Ruahine, Stories in Her Skin, was made by your cousin, Hiona Henare. And how did you kind of get involved in the project? Did Hiona come to you, or did you go to Hiona and say, I'm doing this moko kauai? How did it happen?
Yeah, I actually went to her. excuse me. So I had planned to, every year we have a big celebration at our marae, and I had planned for the birthday of our whare. And so I had planned do the work then, and I worked there every year at that time, and so I just sort of, and Hiona had just recently sort of moved back into the area, and so I had just said to her, hey, do you want to come in and document this process? It's my first piece. It's, to my knowledge, the first time that a Muaupoko artist has done moko kauai on another, wahine. Our whare tipuna there is a wahine as well, so it was all kind of quite significant for us. So I just asked her to come and film it just for our whānau records, really, more than anything else. And then afterwards she she'll tell you, but she looked through the footage and she sort of thought, oh, this is actually really kind of cool, yeah. So it sort of just went from there.
And I'm really curious about how you kind of knew you wanted to be a moko artist. How did that sort of like, did that, was that something you kind of always knew was going to be what you wanted to do, Sian? Or did you kind of have a moment where you realised?
I think it was sort of a little bit of both. Like I've always been into art as a kid. I drew all the time, you know, like most artists will tell you, that, you know, they spend most of their childhood drawing. And I always had a kind of a fascination with tattoos as a person and as a teenager. And then I was away up in Uawa in Tolaga Bay 1 year when I was a teenager, and I saw Mark Kōpua working up there. We were their whānau, and that sort of inspired me more. That went to, you know, to, yeah, sort of take steps.
Oh, I think our connection's dropping a little bit here, Sian, unfortunately.
Okay.
That's unfortunate, because I was really enjoying hearing about that. But it's been a real pleasure to have you on the show. And this is an absolutely gorgeous documentary. I'd highly recommend people go and watch it. It's part of the Doc Edge Festival. And are you pleased with how it's turned out, Sian?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I must say, I was looking back now, I think maybe I should have just, you know, put a little bit more effort into my own appearance for the day.
Oh, hindsight's a beautiful thing for something like that, though, isn't it? Hey, Sian, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's been a real pleasure to chat to you. Ruahine, yeah. Stories in Her Skin is up on the Doc Edge Film Festival now, and you can find out more about it on their website. Have a lovely day, Sian.
Thanks. Nice talking to you guys.
Ka kite. See you later.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.